As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, November the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts, always news. Today, we got some pretty good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you with our guest, Dr. Richard Garrick, as we continue our exploration of the Klamath River saga. We'll also be joined by Kirk McKenzie of Defend Rural America, Silent No More Publications. You've all heard of, we've interviewed Kirk before, and we're going to talk to him again today. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is a home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to join us in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. Be calling at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost, like become vocal local host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me the old-fashioned way, snail mail, William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And that's P.O. Box 96, Small Town America, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all carrying the broadcast this morning. And we thank them for doing so. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You know, folks, the people who live, work, and have their being along the Klamath River in the Northern California southern area, Oregon area, are having substantial adverse impacts by this dam removal concept. I've been all over the web overnight and this morning, kind of bringing up more information on it. And the deeper you dig into this story, the more complex it becomes. You got the green weenies on the one side, you've got the rationalists on the other side, you've got the environmentalists, you've got the conservationists, you've got the landowners, you've got ranchers, you've got power companies. It's a huge story, so I hope you'll pay attention, listen carefully, and follow along on these Wednesday broadcasts as we bring on the various individuals that are doing the most to become vocal local and block this globalist agenda as they can, where they can, and whenever they can. And our guest today, Richard Garrick, it's like Garrick, is tirelessly and effectively blocking that globalist Agenda 21 program. And I just want to quickly say good morning to Dr. Garrick. Thank you for joining us here on Become Vocal Local.
Good morning, William. Good to be here.
Well, I'm looking forward to today's discussion. We had a lively conversation on the phone the other day, and it was absolutely fantastic. I'm completely supercharged when thinking about all of the people all up and down this river valley that have just come out of the woodworks and come unglued in support, folks, of their lifestyles. You know, isn't that a novel concept? People actually getting up off the lazy boy, getting off the couch and stepping up to the plate. And we've got a lot of individuals along this area that are not only knowledgeable about Agenda 21, but have also become very well aware of the coordination process. They understand what the Environmental Protection Agency is, what the NEPA process is, what CEQA is, the California Environmental Quality Assessment, I guess it is. And so with all of this, folks, it just lets you know that when your ox gets gored, people get busy, and we got a lot of people, busy people to talk to. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And for the benefit of all of our listeners that were away at the top of the hour, news and weather break, we're going to be visiting today. We're going to forego the market reports and the news, as we like to say here, the newsy news. We're going to forego all that for this morning. We're going to focus on the unwinding story or the continuing saga of this Klamath River dam removal project that is really has come right into the buzzsaw of public opinion and cross currents of public opinion. The debate is raging. And we're focusing on the side of the people that actually live there. All right. I've always kind of had a fondness for fence posts and cows myself, nevertheless. And I love the fish, too. As you all know, I'm no green weenie. I'm a brown fella. I think we ought to have wise use, not no use. And some people champion the no use, and some people would just assume that the rest of us would go away. But, of course, we're all just waiting with bated breath that they go ahead and take the leap first. You know, that way we wouldn't have to deal with them, and they could do their bit for population reduction. But without further ado, I want to turn it over for a few moments here of introduction to Dr. Gierak. It's Richard Gierak. Just say it like a gear rack. That's how I was told to say it. And by golly, it sounds good to me. So we'll call Dr. Richard Gierak. Richard, good morning, Richard. Once again, maybe you could share with the audience a little bit of your background. You know, some people have a Juris Doctorate. Some people have a doctorate in pharmacology. What did you accomplish in your doctorate? And then just tell us a little bit about your experience. You're in Siskiyou County in Northern California, I believe. And let us know just a little bit about who you are.
Well, I hold degrees in biology, chemistry, and my doctorate is I'm a chiropractic physician. I was elected in 1999 as the National Whip of the Property Rights Congress of America. I was also a participant of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's Fish Passage Advisory Team and Hatchery Evaluation Team in 2001 on the Iron Gate Dam located on the Klamath River. At the present time, I'm science consultant to the Siskiyou County Water Users Association. We in the Pacific and Northwest are under attack by environmental groups, government agencies, to remove all dams for the supposed benefit to fish, regardless of the loss of clean hydroelectric energy or the devastation to local populations.
That's a mouthful. Well, right off the bat, folks, you can see that we're not talking to somebody's town clown here this morning. You know, and when you look at the amount of work that you've put into this, and we're going to explore this today, but when you look at the amount of work that goes into this, you'd think, wow, you know, we're all just getting rich out here in talk radio. We're all just getting rich out here and we've become vocal local. But it's a tireless effort. It's volunteerism. It's work. First levels, because it never leaves you alone. You got to go after it 18, 20 hours a day. It seems to always be on our dime and on our time, and we're fighting one of the most well-funded governments on the planet Earth, and they don't have our best intents at heart. So where in the story, at what point in this saga did you pick up the trail?
Well, actually, in 1998, the public here in Siskiyou County was informed that National Marine Fisheries Service was coming to town to tell us all how they're going to regulate private property lands along the river up to 300 feet from the banks of the river. My wife was most unhappy and organized a protest. And by the day of the meeting, which was supposed to be held at the courthouse, they moved it to the Siskiyou County Fairgrounds, where we had almost 1,000 people show up. I think we intimidated them.
Well, in the last couple of minutes of this first segment, let me bring in our co-host, really, Kirk McKenzie. Kirk McKenzie, of course, he produced the Battle to Defend Rural America, the Siskiyou County story. He's also got the website Defend Rural America, and he's another website, Silent No More Publications. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, William, and I want to thank you for your ongoing support of this Defend Rural America project, because it really is very important.
Well, I have to agree 100%, and if it wasn't for people like yourself and the work that Dr. Gurek has done and the work that is continuing with the Ozark Property Rights Congress and so many others, most of the voices that are scattered all across America that make up the bulk of the food producers on this planet, certainly in our country, their voices wouldn't be heard. And so we're hopefully going to be able to provide an adequate platform to get that out, but at the same time provide the workable solutions where we can actually begin to take our country back precinct by precinct, town by town, city by city, and county by county, and state by state. And so it's going to take a coordinated effort on all of our parts to make that happen, and I really appreciate the work that you're doing.
Well, I want to say to your listeners that, you know, really to take our country back, we have to stand side by side. And the amazing thing about Siskiyou County is that the people are standing up. I mean, Dr. Gurek and the others that have been in this series of shows and will be on future shows, the sheriff's there, the commissioners there, the population itself, they are standing up. And what they need to do is they need to have people from across this country, including those of us like myself in urban areas, stand with them. And I hope that your audience will do so.
Well, we're looking forward to that, and we're getting more and more information sent to us all the time by the listeners, people that understand some of the process that we're looking at, especially with coordination, how powerful that can be. But without the DVD and the other materials out there so that we can actually point to something, including the County Sheriff of America's Last Hope, Sheriff Richard Mack's book and his DVDs, things that he's doing as well. If we didn't have these tools available to us, and we certainly didn't before the Internet came along, but now that we have access to the Internet, if we can make all of this go viral, it'll not only help the people in Siskiyou County and all of the Klamath River Basin, but it'll help all across America. This morning I read an article, Kirk and Richard, that they are celebrating on the Elwha River the 1,000th dam removal, and that's not good for us people. We talk about dams, hydroelectric power. It's the cleanest, most efficient source of electrical energy generation that you could ask for. And behind every one of these dams, there's a reservoir. And those reservoirs provide irrigation, water, drinking water, recreation, fishing, and all the things that the green weenies say that were taken away from them. And that's just not the case. But if you listen to their arguments and read their arguments, as I've been doing, you would think that we were Satan incarnate to champion something like a hydroelectric dam, but that's certainly not the case. Now, we've got about another minute going. Right now, today, what's happening in the county that we might be able to just give a shout-out to those people that are working? Is there anything happening in the next week or 10 days, Richard?
Well, actually, there's something going on every day. I'm going up into Medford, Oregon, giving lectures and talks regarding the avenues. Our sheriffs are working diligently together. And, of course, here we are on the radio trying to get the word out. People do not understand that they, too, are going to be stuck with all of this stuff. I mean, let's face it. This is the Agenda 21 protocols. They want to remove us all from the forest and take away all of our water rights and throw us into the cities.
They certainly do, and we'll talk about that more right after these words from our sponsors, too. Stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Well, folks, I just dropped in a link into the chat room for due to the Oregon History Project that gives a little background on the Iron Gate Dam, which was originally built in 1961. You can take a look at that. That's just one of the dams that are in question here in this discussion. And so let's go back to Dr. Gierek and get the backstory. Let's get some of the history behind this and then just move forward through time, if you would, please.
In 98, when they came to town, what they had done is listed the coho salmon as endangered, and they attempted to change the definition of essential fish habitat, which is water and substrate only, to the Endangered Species Act critical habitat, which could give them jurisdiction of up to a mile off of the banks of the river. Now, fortunately, the local grange master put me in contact with the state granges of Idaho, Washington, Oregon, and California, and they authorized me to speak on their behalf at future meetings, representing over 1 million voters. We went to meetings in D.C., Seattle, Portland, Redding, Sacramento, Reno, and informed them they were in violation of federal law and threatened all of them on the council with personal lawsuits. At their voting date, they declined to change the definition, and water and substrate prevailed. We then put together a delisting petition for the coho salmon, as what they had done is they quit counting hatchery fish. And the hatchery fish are genetically identical to, quote, wild fish. So we put together this delisting petition and the Grange and Pacific Legal Foundation and went to court. And fortunately, the judge went ahead and reviewed the data and indicated that National Marine Fisheries Service listing was unlawful, arbitrary, and capricious.
Now, that's such music to my ears. I mean, that to me, and folks, if you can understand how powerful that ruling is and how much courage the judge had to bring forward and how much evidence, facts, and law had to be brought forward in the suit. But to say unlawful, arbitrary, and capricious in the face of a government agency, I mean, this is like holding up a cross in the front of a Dracula. Because if it's arbitrary, and if it's capricious, and if it's unlawful, it's not going to fly. And that just opens such an incredible door, and what a fantastic victory.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, in 2006, the Greenies filed an appeal, and believe it or not, another judge went ahead and said that, even though they're genetically identical, they seem to act a little different. So now they no longer count them again, and the coho salmon were relisted as endangered.
Well, you know, it's those coho salmon, they wear their sunglasses and they wear the jammy shorts, you know, they like boogie boarding and things like that. So, yeah, the California salmon are just a little bit different, but I think once they get out in the ocean, they kind of lose that California twist.
Well, the problem is that the coho salmon were never native to this river.
Yeah.
In fact, the 2010 expert panel review did genetic analysis of the coho in our Klamath River basin, and they were from Cascadia, Oregon, from the 1960s plantings. There is no provision in the Federal Endangered Species Act to list a non-native species, and that's where we're fighting them now.
Well, do these guys ever, you know, do they ever do any real honest science? I mean, do they ever do any backgrounding? I mean, they just expect us to just take everything that they throw in the water, hook, line, and sinker. I mean, their science is just, every time I've looked into it, and I've had to deal with them myself, but every time I've looked into it, their science is so defeatable that it's just unbelievable that they can actually stand behind it.
Well, the ridiculous part of it is that in 1931, three fish biologists stated that coho salmon were native in California waters all the way to the Bay Area. However, this was 6 years after they were planted in the Klamath Basin.
Gosh.
And there is not one historical document that alludes to the presence of coho salmon ever being in the California waters prior to the plantings.
Well, once they introduced the coho or the silver salmon, they did that with a hatchery. They created a hatchery. And if they have any home at all in the river, their home is in the basins inside of the hatchery, in the tanks that they have there. So, you know, at this point, these creatures are basically an introduced species, folks. When they think of mama, they're thinking of a place that was created by man for them to rear them and to bring them forth. The eggs are stripped, the eggs are hatched, then they are raised up into fingerlings, and then they're released eventually into the water. And when they try and swim home, they come back to the hatchery a lot of times. So, non-native species.
Yeah, well, basically, we have the Kurok tribe and Shasta Nation that have been here for centuries in this Klamath Basin. And both of those tribes say that the coho, silver salmon, were never native to this river. And that's what our basis is for our new delisting petition, which, when we first sent it in here back in May, it was supposed to be published a determination within 90 days. After 90 days, they had not posted. So I called, and they said, gee, it had to go higher up the ladder. And they didn't post a response till 154 days, in which, of course, they threw it in the basket and said because we didn't have the actual minutes from the Kurok Tribal Council meetings. Well, we've refiled, and this time we sent them the copies of the Kurok Tribal minutes.
And this is an important aspect of this, folks, because as you study Agenda 21, you're going to find out that there is a tremendous amount of emphasis placed on women, children, and indigenous people. And as I've shared with the audience before, Richard, it's like a mantra with Agenda 21 with the globalists. It's always women, children, and indigenous people, as if the indigenous people have no women or children. And, of course, they never do seem to get around to mentioning the men that do a lot of this work, build the dams, and so on and so forth. But nevertheless, when we talk about this, and especially in the light of Chapter 17, the protection of all of the oceans, all kinds of seas, including enclosed and semi-enclosed seas and coastal areas, and the protection, rational use, and development of their living resources, Chapter 17 of Agenda 21, just one of the 40 chapters of Agenda 21, including the Forest Principles as an addendum, that are being, basically implemented right here along this river basin. But in this Chapter 17, there's a tremendous amount of effort that's put out to coordinate with the tribes and the indigenous people, the tribal councils, etc. And so that's testimony from the minutes of the tribal council's meeting is very powerful from an Agenda 21 and sustainable development standpoint.
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, all dam removals in the Pacific Northwest are based on the false premise that they'll restore salmon populations in our rivers. In 1950, the total catch of salmon in the Pacific Northwest was 149,000 metric tons, with 59% of those caught in Alaskan waters. In 2007, the total catch was 403,000 metric tons, with 97% caught in Alaskan waters due to a historic warming of the Pacific Ocean. In 1970, NOAA and National Marine Fisheries were well aware of the increasing Pacific Ocean temperature rising and predicted that salmon would be driven north into cooler waters. This foreknowledge of salmon catches declining in California, Oregon, Washington was used by them conspiratorially to unlawfully list salmon as endangered in the Klamath Basin.
Well, you know, this is another aspect of it that we really need to understand, folks, is that when you do think about any fish that travels as the salmon do, they get their start in the freshwater, but once they've gotten to the point where they're ready to go, they gut it up, so to speak, and they head out into the sea. And when they come back, they have to go through a readjustment process when they come back to spawn to get back into that freshwater. But the rest of the time, they're in the sea, and they're going to go where they're going to go. They're going to follow the food, and they're going to look for the cool water that they enjoy the most. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, as the salmon move around the sea, you know, another thing that's involved in this discussion, too, that we didn't get into, Richard, is the transition, the huge transition that has been made ever since these dams were put in when these fish started to be hatchery reared and released. The change in fishing techniques and tackle has just come 180 degrees. At one time, you know, we did a lot of salmon fishing off of trawlers and right along the coastlines and with booms and things like that. Today, it's factory fishing. And so returning catches. You know, we, with the law of the sea treaty, we share all of our hatchery fish with everybody that fishes our coastal waters too. So in addition to that, then the ability for the tribes to increase their catch and retention is up substantially as well. Everybody shares in the increasing technology, and this has to be dialed into the discussion when we talk about how many fish actually make it back, as more and more people want to have and can afford to have salmon on their plate at supper. The demand for this as a commodity, as a product, just has gone up exponentially. Everybody wants salmon for supper. Richard?
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, when you realize, though, since 1950, the actual commercial salmon production in the Pacific Northwest has risen almost 300% thanks to dams, hatcheries, and man-made activities. You know, this is an absurdity. When you look at National Marine Fisheries Service's data trying to go ahead and tell us that we're causing the problem, they don't even look at the ocean conditions or what's really happening out there, because they know darn well they just defeat their own arguments.
How much of a rise in the ocean? We always hear about, you know, the temperatures going up, El Nino and the Nino effect and all of that.
Right.
What kind of an actual rise has there been? And and from the standpoint, from a biological standpoint, do the salmon really care?
Well, the salmon really do care. They're very temperature sensitive, especially the coho salmon. Now, Chinook, of course, they're much more flexible. However, temperatures of the Pacific Ocean have been recorded as early as the 1700s. And all the way up until 1970, the changes in temperature have been, you know, less than 3 degrees. In fact, in 1970 up until 2010, the increase has been anywhere from 7.5 to 10 degrees, driving these cold water fish north. The reality is that if you look and we try to figure out what caused that terrible temperature rise, we look at the Pacific Ring of Fire volcanoes. Since 1970, they too have increased tremendously. And the two graphs of the heat rise of the Pacific and the Pacific Ocean volcanoes lay on top of each other. Even NASA displayed the heat content of the Pacific since 1970. And gee, guess what? That graph also overlays both the temperature and the Pacific Ring of volcano activity.
I thought that was due to Cadillacs.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, I guess buying a Volkswagen is out. Okay, the Pacific Ring of Fire. So we got volcanoes and volcanic activity going on. And, of course, as the Earth transits through the heavens with our solar system, we get into more rocky weather right now from a solar standpoint. All of the increase in the solar activity, you know, is got to be figured into this as well. So, yeah, it's kind of specious to point at man, but, you know, we are the whipping boy.
Absolutely. In fact, next year we're supposed to be at the height of a planetary or a sun activity cycle. The entire planet is undergoing a planetary cycle and has not a damn thing to do what we're doing on the river.
Exactly. Precisely. Well, so let's just continue. We're looking at things that we are beyond our influence and things that are beyond our ability to repair. I mean, I don't care how we hold our faces, we're not going to reduce the temperature of the ocean. Folks, just take out any globe, take out your atlas, and take a look at the size of the ocean. Realize that most of what they call these greenhouse gases are actually being released by the ocean. And, you know, man's influence in this, yeah, we live on the planet, we're part of this, you know, the stewards of the planet, but our impact on the planet is far less than we're being led to believe. But with the salmon at the focus of this, it seems to almost negate all of the other benefits that these dams have brought to the region, including improving the climate by, you know, ameliorating the temperature vagaries because of these bodies of water.
Absolutely. In fact, when you talk about CO2, that nobody seems to realize that the volcanic eruption of Krakatoa, which was a humongous one, produced more CO2 than our entire industrial civilization has ever done.
Yes.
And each 1 degree of warming of the Pacific Ocean releases more carbon dioxide than we get from our industrial civilization today.
Amazing. Amazing. But Al Gore doesn't know that.
No, he doesn't give a rat.
No, he doesn't. I mean, he's looking at how much money he can make off of exchanging carbon credits, you know, and unfortunately, people, we're the carbon. It's not going to go to our credit.
No, so, it's not.
So what do we see also from the another specious argument about how the 200, 300 miles upstream from these dams, the salmon fishery has all been, you know, evaporated. Well, what's up above these dams that might dispel that myth?
Well, historically, if you look at all of the data that was published back in the 1800s before the dams were ever built, the local tribes indicated that where Kopko 1 reservoir is now, when salmon got to that point, they were inedible, dying, sick, and could not even spawn. So to go ahead and indicate that they were ever above that point is a ridiculous point. Even National Marine Fisheries in this project claim that there's a section above Kopko 1 reservoir where they're going to have to truck the fish because the river is not a sustaining body for salmon.
My.
It's absurd. They were never there.
Well, it's handy, though. You know, you look at a map and you can make all kinds of claims and it looks good, especially if, you know, you've got a drum circle out front and a teepee set up. But it's a sad and sorry testimony because a lot of people have been dialogued into this consensus. But this water up there, from what we got from Rex Casilio and Leo, the water up above there is almost toxic, is it not?
That's correct. In fact, the dirtiest water starts up at Klamath Lake, and each reservoir cleans the water so that it induces more salmon to spawn. And in 1931, they went to the California Department of Fish and Game Commission published a report that in 1913, the total number of salmon counted in the river before the dams was 38,000. After the dam, 5 years after the first dam was in place, that number went up to over 65,000. And, you know, even today, the environmentalists claim there were millions of salmon in the river before the dams. Well, that totally knocks that out of the window.
That's right. Don't you remember when we were able to walk across the river on the back of the salmon?
Right, absolutely.
Well, it's kind of specious, but let's talk about that just for a little bit, because the dams do provide a filter. The idea that you've got a settling basin, you've got a sediment basin there behind each of these dams in these reservoirs, in the impoundments, there is sediment that settles out of this water. The water cools down because of the depth of the water, and then it's released down into the hatcheries to make potable water that the hatcheries can use to rear the salmon. If they were to come in and just actually breach these dams, as they have been discussing, all the sediment that is built up behind that, that's laying down in there, how much of it is there, and what kind of material is there in that sediment?
Well, they claim that there is 20 million cubic yards of sediment behind the dams. And a hydrologist just published a graph of what the river would look like below Iron Gate Dam. At Iron Gate Dam, it would be 6.5 feet thick of this sludge material. And that would extend the entire 190 miles of the river to the estuary, where even at the estuary, there'd still be a 6-inch overlay of sludge. Now, that would cover every spawning bed in the entire river. Plus,
so much, natural habitat.
Right. And plus, we've just discovered that in their report, buried amongst the thousands of pages that they've put out, that the amount of arsenic located within that sludge material behind the dams is 1,000 times higher than the Environmental Protection Agency's level of safety.
Is that arsenic recoverable? Is that something that we could extract out of it? Could we go in and use suction dredges and maybe get arsenic or mercury or anything else out of that sediment?
Well, I'm sure it's possible, but let's face it, what they're doing is just blowing holes in the dams and letting them go.
Well, they tried that on the Rogue River, I think, and didn't they run about 14 feet of silt for miles down the river after that?
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Recently, they just blew the Comgic Dam up in Washington.
Okay, hold it right there. We'll have to be right back, folks.
Okay.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And, of course, we'll have our guest for the full 2 hours today. We're speaking this morning with Richard Gierak, Dr. Richard Gierak, talking about what's going down along the Klamath River, folks. And, you know, if you read Agenda 21 and study it for as many years as I have, you kind of get an idea that they really, the things that they advocate, the things that they hope for, the things they want to achieve, when it look at what they're actually doing on the planet, it gives hypocrisy a bad name. This for the basis of action out of 17.3, chapter 17. It says the coastal area contains diverse and productive habitats important for human settlement, development, and local subsistence. More than half the world's population lives within 60 kilometers of the shoreline, and this could rise to three quarters by the year 2020. Many of the world's poor are crowded into coastal areas. Coastal resources are vital for many local communities and indigenous people. There's that indigenous people again. Of course, what they want to do really is to move all of the people away from the coast. They want to move them up, out, and away from the coast. And unfortunately, they could give a flying Walenda for all of the benefits that can be derived by living on these oceans and living along the rivers and the dams and the agriculture and all of that. So it's kind of ridiculous. But, Rich, you wanted to go into Condit Dam, and they blew that one out. We talked a little bit about this one up on the Rogue River, the Gold Ray Dam. But after they blow these things out, what are the environmental consequences?
Well, they blew out both Savage Rapids Dam and the Gold Ray Dam on the Rogue River almost 3 years ago. And they've had some serious, serious negative consequences. There was a black metallic material that now covers the spawning beds throughout. But the really most disastrous part is that there was chromium-6 behind those reservoirs. Now, a gentleman went ahead and checked with the hospital in Grants Pass to find out what percentage of enterogastral cancer was of the general population, and it was about 17%. Here it is 3 years after that, and now that percentage has gone up to 42% of the cancers. And this is what chromium-6 causes.
And that's settled out of the water?
That is in the drinking water.
Well, it settled out of the water that was behind the dams into the sediment, and then when they blew it out, that was released or freed up, and then now it's in their drinking water, and it's causing cancer. We're wonderful. Great planning.
Isn't that a great thing?
Yeah.
Plus, not only that, but they were so beautifully engineered, they put in the agricultural pumps on the wrong side of the river. So it's being filled with sediment, and then they're going to have to build a weir to go ahead and divert the water so that they don't get the sediment into the pumps.
Oh, my. Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. You know, everybody likes to look at the gray hairs in the world and tell us, you know, what a bunch of troglodytes we are, you know. But at one time, and I started in civil engineering in 1969, but at one time, the people that were doing the civil engineering, the people that designed these dams and the people that designed the irrigation systems, so many of them on our highway systems, most of our great bridges, etc., they were really schooled and they were really aware of what they were doing. And they were looking at not only building for the future and building in a permanent fashion, but that they really took their time and did their research. A lot of the things, not to you know, derogate from the successes of the present generations, but a lot of the things that we see around us today, it's like one brick deep. It has a nice facade, but once you inquire into it, it just doesn't have that background, that long-lasting background, that quality that we were used to in the post-war generations.
That's correct. You know, the thing is, one other really serious point, the Endangered Species Act is supposed to protect species. If they blow the Klamath River dams, this would not only affect the species in the river, but seriously affect the wildlife depend on it. All spawning gravels would be buried under the toxic sludge. No salmon would be able to spawn, but otters, beavers, frogs, crawfish, mice, rats, birds, flyways are but some of the affected critters. And this doesn't even begin to estimate the loss of insect life should this travesty move forward. Where the hell is the ESA?
Exactly. Sitting on their duffy someplace, enjoying their coffee cake, no doubt. Well, for the benefit of the audience that may be traveling away to another broadcaster or getting on with the rest of their day, I want to bring back Kirk McKenzie, because Kirk has done a lot of work. He's very, very dedicated to this idea of saving rural America, defending rural America from the onslaught, not just of Agenda 21, but from all of these various misbehaving agencies. So, Kirk, perhaps you could let the audience know about your publications, some of the ideas that you have going forward, and certainly how to get a hold of a copy of this Defend Rural America DVD for their own use.
Well, the DVD is it's a recording of people up in Siskiyou County, including Dr. Jurok, telling their story. It's organized in a way that gives you the story from A to Z, and then uses the people themselves in their own words to tell you what's going on there. And I think it's really an eye-opener. It's, when I went up there, it sure surprised the heck out of me. I've been in and out of the rural parts of our country my entire lifetime. I enjoy those times. I enjoy the people. And I really had no idea how far this had progressed and just how much of an attack there is going on them. So if people like to watch that, they can go to the SilentNoMorePublications.com. That's SilentNoMorePublications.com. and then go ahead and get the DVD if they'd like to watch that. It's the Battle to Defend Rural America in Siskiyou County. Or they can go to the website, defendruralamerica.com, where they can learn a lot more about all of these issues. This, you can dive in as deeply as you want to go. But it is a serious story because, you know, 95% of our country, our land, is rural. And yet it's the source, you know, there's not that many people. Their population densities are relatively low. Siskiyou County has 44,000 people and the fifth largest county in California, so it's very low density. And yet these people are the stewards of our land, and they're the ones that bring us our water, our food, our energy, our building materials. You know, if all of this is shut down, as it is happening, as crazy it seems, it is happening across this country. Energy is being shut off. You know, what kind of energy source do they like? None. I mean, they're shutting down energy sources. They're shutting down water resources. They're shutting down food production. We're either going to have a dramatic reduction in our population, or we're going to be importing, you know, even our very sustenance from places like communist China or India or Mexico. And the once great prosperous nation that we have is going to vanish. And so along with that, we'll lose our sovereignty. We're going to lose our security. So I encourage people to join hands together now before we lose this, before this becomes irreversible. You know, if you continue to sit on your couches and do nothing, then you're going to inherit what you deserve, I guess. But, you know, people here in Siskiyou County are standing up. And they have the ability to speak eloquently. They are well-informed. And they're prepared to help lead this battle to save our rural America. And I would encourage your audience to join in. When you go to the Defend Rural America website, you can just hit the link, you know, I'd like to join in, and that'll get me an email. We'll hook you into the communication network. And if you have a story to tell, if you live in rural America and you have a story to tell, please let me know, because we want to hear them.
Absolutely, and this is exactly right, folks. And you can't ever underestimate the power of personal testimony. Personal testimony goes about 10,000 leagues beyond junk science, and it's really not even junk science. It's almost at this point, Richard and Kirk, it's fraudulent science. There are so many frauds that are being perpetrated against we the people that it's almost innumerable. And with all of the various agencies, their rules, their regulations, their policies, their procedures, they don't know what, you know, it's like the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing. They contradict each other. You try and work or coordinate with one agency only to discover that you're butting heads with another agency that's equally funded. And so it's a real problem that we've got, folks. But fortunately, there is now, through the work that Kirk is doing and the Ozark Property Rights Congress and other property rights congresses and the Grange and other people, there are now starting to appear a knowledgeable, articulate, vociferous, becoming vocal local, active, and that's the underlying point there. It's knowledge is power, but it's only powerful when it's combined with action, an active people who are actually starting to push back. And I think that if we can be successful right in the Klamath River Basin, if we can bring this to a stop here, it may be one of the first dominoes that we could then begin to use to knock over all of the other Agenda 21 dominoes that are impacting our lives. And it doesn't matter whether you live in Northern California or Southern Oregon, folks, whether you live in Florida, where you're under attack, whether you're in Louisiana, where you're under attack, in Missouri, where you're under attack. America is under attack, and it's time to stand and defend rural America now. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors. Hour number two, straight ahead.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux.
TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal, local, coming at you live as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oracle broadcasting.com. Now, in the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, in the first hour, we're visiting with Dr. Richard Garak. Very knowledgeable individual, very wise in the things that he's sharing with us, and I hope you're paying attention and taking notes. We're going to continue this discussion. We're talking about the Klamath River story, the saga that unwinds in front of us. It's going to impact every single one of us. You know, these guys want to use the Don Quixote's windmills, and they're all around with the solar cells and things like that. But at the same time, they're willing to knock out absolutely green 365 days, 24/7 hydropower dams, and they're knocking them out all across America. This morning, read an article on another website championing this Elwha Dam as being the 1,000th dam that they've knocked out. Folks, that's tragedy in the making. So, I mean, it's good if you're holding in shares in GE or any of the people that are making these wind turbines, or if you got polysilicon chips in your portfolio. But there are other things that we could be doing to generate electricity. And, you know, when this dam removal goes down, I think Warren Buffett is in a prime position to bring in his natural gas. And they'll still have to run standby generators to make up the gap where the wind turbines and solar cells don't quite fill the bill. But the salmon are in the story. And so let's go back to Richard and continue our saga.
Well, one of the things that we've been trying to do, we have Southern Oregon at this point in time doesn't believe that they're really going to be affected by these four dams being removed. However, when they removed the Savage Rapids and the Gold Ray dams, they removed 11% of their reservoir storage capacity. What they do not recognize is that Four Mile Dam holds 16,000 acre-feet of water that has a diversion into the Rogue River when it's required for drinking water and agriculture. If they remove our four dams, they're not going to get a single drop of that water. You can bet on it.
Well, it's a sad and sorry testimony, but that's unfortunately the case. You know, so often, Richard, people are unwilling to take action when their neighbors are in need, but they don't take a look at the greater implications. Whatever impacts one person impacts another. We, you know, we talk about self-sufficiency, self-sufficiency. I've heard it so many times over the last years that I've really gotten tired of hearing it. But we're not self-sufficient. No man is an island. And when we can work together and use our rivers and our waterways effectively and collaboratively, if we will, then we are all the stronger for it. You go and take a look at this that fascia bundle under Abraham Lincoln's left hand there at the memorial. You know, there's an axe head in there. That's the power of government, and that's what's being wielded against us. But it's all those bundles of sticks. It's all we, the people. When we're wound together, we're just about unbreakable. And so, you know, when we come in and the people in Oregon perhaps are not as vocal as they ought perhaps be, as you have brought out and as others no doubt will continue, once they realize that their ox is going to get gored too, hopefully we'll be able to count on their continuing coordination and bring even more of their people and their activists, and there's lots of them in Oregon, into this battle as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct on that point. You know, back, part of the reason they even relisted these fish was that in 2002, there was a serious fish kill of over 20,000 fish on the lower Klamath. However, the greenies claimed that it was toxic algae in our reservoirs from above the dams. Well, in 2009, the CDC came up here and spent a week and evaluated, and guess what? They're not toxic.
They're not toxic, and there are articles out on the web this morning that folks can look at. I'll try and find a couple of links and drop them in the chat room as regards that algae. Not only does that algae have a commercial usage, but it's an interesting story because a lot of people are using that story and also twisting it to their advantage. So we'll be right back with your calls after these words from our sponsor.
Know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Now,
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned on our Wednesday, November the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now in our second hour of today's broadcast, visiting with Dr. Richard Gerak from Northern California in the Siskiyou County area. There's a lot of action going on up there, folks, and there are a lot of people that are involved. Hopefully you can be involved, too. You can do it easily. 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Don't wait too long if you've got a question for our guest and you want to get it on air. Be sure and call in before we get off that topic and into something else. So don't snooze or you'll lose. Let's go live and talk to David in Idaho and say good morning, David.
Good morning. What an important show. Just recently here, they started advertising an advertising campaign here, the Department of Agriculture, to only cut and burn wood within 50 miles of your residence. And they're advocating this new policy, which will soon be standard procedure. And they're saying that it's to keep invasive species from migrating throughout the West. And I just think this is just the biggest bunch of bull, and it is from Agenda 21. They're bringing wood from Russia to our meals here, and they're exporting our firewood and wood products right out of the country. So what is this?
Well, there is one element in that there is a little bit of logic behind it, and that is that there are lots of bugs that live in the dead wood that's down that I burn up, and I used to burn up all the time when I was living in my wood stove powered cabin. And so if you go outside, let's say, of your 50-mile circle, for instance, right now I have an infestation that's killing my pine trees in my yard. I have three big, beautiful pines that were planted here that we planted when we bought this place. And we've got bagworms that are infesting these trees. And one of them died through over the summer. I've got two more that are in bad shape. And so I'm going to have to remove those trees. Now, those bagworms didn't make it all the way here, just on their own because they walked along the ground. They were largely imported, perhaps. Part of that 50-mile zone and limiting your ability to cut firewood is more restriction on your ability to be self-reliant. In that, if you know of a clear cut or someplace outside that 50-mile zone, I mean, how are you going to regulate something like that, David? Is somebody going to come along with a trip meter and go, oh, wait a minute, you're 55 miles from home, that you can't take that wood? No, it's just to get in your face and to try and perhaps restrict some of the firewood kings that do make a substantial portion of their living out of cutting and hauling firewood. So if I have a whole load of Missouri oak and I want to ship it out to some place in Kansas, Dorothy, where they might be light on trees, I might have to have that stuff inspected as I go across state lines. It's pretty much the way you try and keep pests localized as opposed to just letting them go all across. We've got snails up in the Great Lakes and things like that have come in bilge tanks that have caused us nothing but trouble. We've got giant carp now that have come in off of these Asian shipping lines that are now infesting the all of the Mississippi River, and they're trying to close down access to the Great Lakes too. So there's a lot to the story, and there is that side of it, and we do need to be mindful of it, but it is Agenda 21. It's ruling your roost. And comments from you, Richard.
Well, basically, she's absolutely correct. This is a serious problem. But, to finish up on the salmon kill, what was determined to find the real cause was that the Hoopa tribe downriver called for a pulse flow for their water boat celebration, which lured salmon prematurely into the Klamath River. At the same time, 70% of the flow of the Trinity River that empties into the Klamath was being diverted to Southern California. After the water boat celebration, they turned the water back down, stranding tens of thousands of salmon in shallow, warm water. And that was what caused the salmon kill.
Wow. Wow. Well, so you do have to follow the story. You do need to know the details of it, and so we appreciate that. Now, we were trying to get into that the algae a little bit. Maybe we could touch on that in the last couple of minutes of this segment.
Yeah, well, basically the algae is actually all the way from Klamath Lake all the way down in every reservoir. And they up in Klamath Lake, they harvest it, and it's sold as a health food product. So, you know, this toxicity is an absurd reality.
Now, I think it was, I may be mistaken, it was either Rex, I think, or Leo that might have mentioned that in a previous segment. And folks, you can go back into our archives at oraclebroadcasting.com or just follow the links from Become Vocal Local and access the archives. On Wednesdays, pretty much, we're going to have these kinds of discussions for some time coming. But we were talking about somebody actually putting this algae up in gel caps and, yes, marketing it in health food stores.
Oh, yeah, it is. Absolutely. It's been going on for decades. It's actually a very good product. A good friend of mine was actually working for the company that did this, or one of the companies. They actually harvest that algae. They either dry it and pack it in capsules, or they put it in other forms, and it's being sold as health food stuff.
Is it any good for a topical application to soil as a soil conditioner or at all?
Well, it'd be great for soil conditioning, absolutely, because let's face it, it's organic, and it goes ahead and supplies lots of nutrients to plants, etc. However, considering the price they sell this stuff for, it must be really, really good for a health food.
Well, amazingly enough, you know, if you look at it from the standpoint of wise use again, as opposed to no use, folks, and this is the stand that I like to take. I consider myself more of a brown fellow than, and certainly not a green weenie, but as a brown fellow, and looking at it from the standpoint of wise use, we've got a lot of sediment that is built up in there. The sediment, because we're talking about a mining area, the sediment must have minerals content that might be able to be reclaimed and salvaged out of it, dredged and sluiced. And then there's the sediment itself, which could be used topically again in stony mountainous areas to enrich pastures. And then there's the algae, which apparently is nutritious or is healthful. It has health benefits. Then there's the recreational aspect. Then there's the irrigation aspect. It seems to me that the deck is being stacked against the idea of blowing these dams out if we could just speak truth to power and get some kind of a common sense reply.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, it turns out the reality is that in the sludge material behind those dams, consider that this is a, quote, mining area. There's mercury, there's silver, there's gold, and that tremendous amount of arsenic that's present. But the whole Klamath River system is an upside-down river. It basically starts up in an arid desert type of climate, and it's the dirtiest and shallowest at that end. Each reservoir cleans it up and makes it better. So, and plus, the amount of phosphorus that's released from these natural deposits in the water. If it weren't for agriculture and the algae, there'd be too much phosphorus in the river water itself. They go ahead and consume it, of course. It's great for the agriculture.
Amazing. Amazing. And this is just, you know, again, as I've said, and I've got a whole bunch of them. I've got, here's one of the websites I found this morning, American Rivers. I'm confident that you're well aware of this group. But they're out of Washington, D.C., folks. When we come back from this break, I'm going to give you a little bit of the contrarian view, and then we'll just go ahead and shred it. We'll be right back.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com is a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so there certainly are many different aspects that we can look into in this. And, of course, you know, the more voices that are involved and the more eyes that are looking, the more people that are reading these documents and drawing their conclusions from it and bringing it to the airwaves, the better understanding we have of the overall. Kirk made a great point through the break. So, Kirk, why don't you repeat that for the benefit of the audience?
Well, one thing in response to the caller, I think it was an excellent question. There's another element of Agenda 21 that I have been told, and that is that they're going to limit the food distribution to 100 miles. I mean, this is nuts. I mean, you know, rural America is, you know, quite a ways away from cities. So what's going to happen is that the rural America farms are going to be starved of markets to ship their product to, and at the same time, the city is going to be starved because, you know, they can't bring them in. It's just crazy. So I think it adds actually more credibility to the concern about that you raised about the timber not being able to distribute it. And I believe that most of the invasive species problems really aren't due to the transportation of stuff within the United States. It's actually invasive species coming into this country because they're not being inspected properly. And the other thing I would say is about the blue-green algae. For those who are involved in vitamins and nutritional supplements is the use of chelated vitamins and supplements. And my understanding of that is that one of the major ways that they chelate these things is they actually have the blue-green algae absorb these minerals and nutritional elements within their bodies, and then that does a transformation that chelates them, which makes them more absorbable by our bodies. They dry off the algae, and then they, you know, pack them up as supplements. So blue-green algae is actually not a bad thing at all.
Very good. Thanks for adding that. I'm going to go back to this article, American Rivers, Rivers Connect Us. Again, now this is the contrarian view, folks. This is the other side of the story. A Steve Rothert and an Amy Comer writing this. Nevada City, California, they write this. After years of negotiation, the 26 Klamath negotiation parties have reached agreement to remove four dams on the Klamath River to help restore the river and revive its ailing salmon and steelhead runs and aid fishing, tribal, and farming communities. American Rivers played a lead role negotiating this historic agreement. Your comments, Richard?
My comments are very clear on that particular statement. The reality is that right now, We have the Hoopas, Yuroks. In fact, all the tribes in Northern California are preparing their war paint. The Senate put up a bill, or in Congress, to go ahead and fund the removal of this dam project, and they added a caveat. And the caveat clearly states that all Indian tribes will lose their fishing rights and water rights.
Oh, my.
And so now they are getting their war paint on.
Well, you know, as we were talking the other day on off the air, one of the other parts of this, again, is this notion or this idea advanced by Fred Kelly Grant and so many others, Wayne Hage, and I read frequently these days from The Storm Over the Rangelands, Wayne Hage's book, but this idea of coordination and having the tribal councils as part of this coordination planning system could be a very, very major strong point. Give us your take or your understanding on coordination, and how do you see that working for the people?
Well, basically what we have our county attempted to get into coordination with the Department of the Interior. However, Department of Interior said, we've been sending our guys there, so no. However, one of our Tony Intenzo, which you have spoken to, he has went ahead and gotten and formed the COPCO Fire District that has now got the Department of Interior into actual coordination meetings. And basically, what this claims and says is that they must listen to us, that we the people are truly the ones that are responsible and involved. Now, my wife years ago wrote a piece called Moral Conservation, and moral conservation truly is what we, the residents, farmers, agriculturists, and ranchers do, take care of the lands totally. Now,
well,
one thing that
I like to say that, you know, if we really understood fertilizer, for instance, the farmer's boot heels are the finest fertilizer that exists. If we really want to understand conservation, we need to understand that the ranchers and the farmers are the best conservationists that exist. Who better, you know, and even go back to Plato and Socrates, who better knows how to make a fish net than the man? Is it the man that casts the net, or is it the person that makes the net? You know, if you don't understand the idea that when somebody goes to the hardware store looking for a drill bit, they didn't want the drill bit, they wanted the hole, you know. And so when somebody is out there in the land raising animals or farming, they're not out there just because they're whistling Dixie. Well, some do. I mean, I enjoy Dixie and I'll whistle it whenever I can. But, you know, they're there for a specific reason. And if they mistreat their land, if they abuse their animals, if they overgraze, they're only working against themselves, folks. And those that do, they won't be in the system for long. They'll flush themselves right out like a bad investor. But the real conservationists are the people that are actively, they've got their boots dirty, their hands dirty. They can bend over at their waist and put their hands in the land, the free men on the land. And so, yes, absolutely, moral conservation. If we approach conservation in a moral and responsible and in a good steward, like stewards of the range method, I think we'll all prosper from it. But as Kirk mentioned, these ideas of restricting and limiting, circumscribing the area that we can actually engage in commerce from the farms, all that does is just continue to build up this notion of sustainable communities and sustainable development, which ultimately have to be propped up and shored up by others in order for them to be sustainable.
You're absolutely correct. Now, when we first purchased our property here right on the river, we had roughly 350 pine trees. Within a month, we had a forest ranger come down here and indicate that they'd all be dead within a year. They were heavily infested with the bark beetle. Well, my wife, every day, went out with the truck with a load of water and watered every tree because that was the cure. Well, today we have over 500 trees on our property. And so I guess we're moral conservationists.
Well, I'd like to figure out a good way. I'd like to figure out a good way of getting rid of these bagworms, other than having to pick them off my pine trees. But they've gone ahead and killed two out of the three big ones that I've got, and it's going to be a big job to get them out of this city lot that I'm in. But absolutely, there's a lot to be said for being there. And what you found was that actually by irrigating the trees, you were able to save the trees from the beetle infestation.
That's correct. In fact, like I say, now we have over 500 of them, and we irrigate basically all throughout the summer till the winter gets here.
Amazing.
And we've only lost 10 of the original 350 in 25 years.
Wow. Well, the deer around here will take them out faster than that. But, of course, the deer make from pretty good venison, too. So it's six of one and half a dozen of the other. If I can lure them in with some baby pine trees and let them nibble on that, well, then maybe hunting season I'll have a better hunt. But anyway, so now...
And when the beetles are actually in full force, I mean, literally they were almost carpeting the land in the beginning, I would spray every tree 10 feet above the ground down to the ground level, and that also helped.
Amazing.
Now, one we haven't touched on, which is really a very serious aspect of the Northwest, is that we have these glorious forests, and they have to be protected from fires. Removal of reservoirs poses a serious threat. The fire helicopters depend on these reservoirs to fill their buckets to fight these fires. And if they remove these dams, some of the poor choppers are going to have to travel so far to get water that by the time they get back, the fires will be out of control. Plus, forestry has definitely fell down on their responsibility to these forests. The undergrowth is out of control. The dead trees are not being felled. And one county, I forgot what state it was in, they held what was called a tree party.
Hold it right. Hold it right there on the tree party, folks. We'll be right back.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we just started to go into a very important next segment there in regards to the forestry, and I really want to do a quick rewind and pick that thread up one more time. Richard, it's so very important for us to understand not only the timber industry has been absolutely hammered by this notion of the spotted owl. Fortunately, the barred owls are coming to the rescue. They'll probably whoop up on those little spotted owls and take care of them. I hope they do it soon. But in addition to that, the forests are being so poorly managed that they have become themselves a hazard as opposed to a resource. Maybe you could go into that a bit.
Yeah, well, basically, one quick point on the spotted owl. In 2002, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service put out a publication indicating spotted owl was in trouble. And the reason for it was is the forests were too dense and they couldn't hunt properly. So thanks for the spotted owl. Anyhow, as you are absolutely correct, though. Forests are being totally mismanaged. The undergrowth has gone out of control. Dead trees are not being removed. And if they remove the reservoirs, with the choppers not having the ability to have access to fill their buckets with water, the wildfires are going to destroy our forest, with no question about that at all. And the other point is the wells on all of the poor properties and communities down the rivers, they're all shallow wells. And as the river drops, our wells will go dry, and we're going to have to dig deeper. We have tremendous amount of bedrock located below us, and you're not going to get anywhere there, and our forests will die, too. So this is a terrible travesty that they're putting upon us.
Well, up in the upper area, you know, you're looking at 4,000 feet above sea level, and so when you're talking about bedrock, folks, look at the map and take a look at it carefully. We're talking about the Cascade Mountains. We're talking about Siskiyou Mountains. This is a coastal mountain range. Bedrock, you better believe it, it's probably granite. And yeah, you're right, you know, but when you take these dams out and the reservoirs go down, well, the reservoirs have aided raise the water table most likely in these basins. And so, yeah, the shallow wells that the people that live in the area, the ranchers, the farmers, the people that just live there, the towns, the shallow wells that they've been able to use, they will go dry. And I've seen it myself. And when that happens, even more ecological or environmental damage will happen because the trees cannot respond. They can't all of a sudden just shoot down. You know, they come in a matter of days, they can breach these dams. But in just a matter of days, the trees and the other plants and the pastures and the grass and the alfalfa and anything else you've got there, it can't just jump up and put down 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 feet of root. It needs time, and it is in that middle of the summer time period where those things will just die. And I've seen it on my own property when a neighbor dug out a creek bottom and dropped the water table just 8 feet. Talk about dropping the water table, blow out a dam. But we've got a caller in Canada. Let's go up to Canada and say good morning to our caller. Good morning.
Hey, guys. It's Chris. I hope I'm staying on topic. I believe I am. But you're talking about the blue-green algae?
Yes.
Now, I know you're not a big fan of ethanol, but apparently, from what I understand, that could also be used to produce ethanol.
No doubt there's lots of applications for the algae, and ethanol perhaps could be one of them. Unfortunately, we'd have to blend it into our gasoline, which would, again, just make kind of like a high fructose corn syrup out of our automobile engines. But you're right, there are lots of uses for it. Richard, have you heard anything about the application of ethanol?
Actually, I'm pretty off the table on that one. That's not my field. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't have any real comments other than I understand that ethanol is being used very effectively down in South America, but I and hear that we just use it moderately.
Well, it certainly does help the bottom line for Monsanto and the other companies that bring this genetically modified corn onto the marketplaces. We've lost so many acres of corn production and corn ground here to ethanol that it's a travesty in itself. We, in my opinion, really ought to be trying to feed the world as opposed to coming up with an exceedingly costly addition that only increases the cost of our gasoline and reduces its efficiency. But a good question, Chris. Appreciate
well,
that.
There's a bit of a myth there that maybe you're following the lines with. If you actually utilize corn for what it is, 8% of your production goes to food. Probably about 56% of it goes to feed cattle. And if you take out the starch in the corn, as which this process does, you get what you call DDGS, distilled dried grains with solubles. And it's actually better for the cattle than the corn itself.
Well, the corn really
now,
is
corn
not,
itself
not
isn't very efficient.
Corn itself is really not very good for cattle. We really need to get away from that corn finishing. And again, it's just really, it goes back to the Department of Agriculture trying to subsidize the corn growers. And they really need to just let the corn growers concentrate on growing good corn for our use for grains and grinding and things like that. But as far as feeding cattle with corn, it's really counterproductive. We really the cattle have a very difficult time digesting it. If you run it through the ethanol plants, it's a little bit more digestible. But, you know, they put margarine on plates, too, and that's basically just a petroleum product. But, hey, thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate your calling in this morning. Yeah, there are lots of ways that we could look at utilizing that that algae. But the bigger question is the algae really causing the problem that we're being led to believe that it's causing? And are these dams something that need to be blown out just to satisfy this specious argument about a non-indigenous fish? Richard?
Yeah, and you're absolutely correct. The algae has nothing to do with the fish, that's for sure. The one point that we have missed so far, though, is that they want to restore the Klamath River to pre-colonization, and in the summers, the Klamath River would revert to marshes and swamps. Without the dams, there would be no fall run of Chinook salmon or coho salmon, because it is only the dams and the hatcheries that sustain these runs. I mean, it's pretty hard for the poor fish to spawn in a river that's dry, or is nothing but a 3-inch swamp.
Exactly. I've got another question for you, and I don't know whether you have had a chance to sit around the wood stove and discuss it with others, but as regards reducing the water temperature and clarifying the water, if the dams were removed, are there ways that I can think of a couple myself, but are there ways that have been discussed as to how you would chill the water and clarify the water so that the hatcheries could continue? Or are we going to take out the dams and lose the hatcheries?
They're planning on removing the hatcheries, too.
Brilliant.
So forget any more salmon. Even the expert panel in their final report indicated that salmon would possibly maybe return in as much as up to 50 years from after dams are removed.
After we've all died and we don't remember that they said it.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, it is. It really is. And, you know, it's the same sort of a problem that we've had up in the Pacific Northwest, where we have introduced a considerable fishery into the high mountain lakes that didn't exist before. You know, a lot of people think, well, an eagle must have flown by or a hawk and dropped a fish in the water, and that's how they started. But that's not the case whatsoever. Those are all hatchery-raised fish. Some of them are Atlantic salmon hybrid crosses. Some of them are rainbow trout. Some of them are a steelhead cross. Some of them are a black spot. But anyway, the point is that now that it's that the Forest Service is prevailing there, they want to discontinue stocking those lakes because it's non-indigenous and they think that's harmful to those lakes. And, of course, there goes the fishing. And when the fishing goes, there goes all the interest in people hiking into the mountains. So they're just rewilding America. That's all they're doing.
Yeah, and here they are with a non-indigenous fish trying to rip out four perfectly good hydroelectric dams.
Yeah, let me ask you another question, and this is one that's specific to the area, again, and those dams. I've done a fair amount of background reading on the hydropower. Are there ways that we could retrofit those dams, and or are they continuously updated so that we have the latest technologies in turbine generation?
Well, actually, the FERC report that came out in 2006 indicated the dams should remain in place. The dams are in excellent condition and quite functional. The problem is that the North Coast, California, North Coast EPA wants them to put in fish ladders. And fish ladders, again, is an absurdity because, let's face it, we already went through that historically the fish couldn't survive above COPCO 1 anyhow.
Well, you have a plan to come in with a tunnel that you come up with, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, we have actually four different plans for allowing the fish to get around the dams, and each of those plans is considerably less expensive than ripping out the dams or putting in, quote, fish ladders.
Well, that'll never work. You're just too commonsensical. You know, we're not supposed to save money or conserve money. We're supposed to spend it like drunk sailors. Folks, we'll be right back with our guest, Richard Garrett.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And amazingly, these 2 hours have just absolutely flown by coming into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. Hope you've been paying attention, learning something today. Let's go back to Kirk McKenzie. Ideas, thoughts, comments?
I have 2 points I'd like to make. First is the coho salmon, for those who aren't familiar with it. Really, if it weren't for the fact that this excuse for taking out the dams, nobody would care. It's not a commercial fish where you buy salmon that you eat. It's the king salmon. It's a different type of salmon. That's the one that everybody likes and for which there is a commercial demand. And to kind of underscore that fact, the fish hatchery there at Iron Gate Dam grows 6.25 million fish a year. 6.25 million salmon and steelhead, if you sell steelhead as well. Out of that, 6 million are kings and only 75,000 coho. They intentionally limit the coho production to 75,000 because that's all they need. That meets all the demand for everybody. So it's not like they're really going extinct or they're not available. And if the coho salmon come up to the hatchery, they only need so many females and males to get the roe that they need. Any excess beyond that, they slaughter. They don't let them go back into the streams to hatch. They slaughter them.
Yeah.
So the second point I'd like to make is, and it's interesting how the people of Siskiyou County are addressing this issue. They're looking at it from every single angle, and we can divide those roughly into categories, say, hell no, we don't want to do that. The other side, I think, is what you just began to touch on at the end of the last segment, and that is, okay, well, let's take a look at the other viewpoint. If we're going to try and save these coho salmon and quote, increase their numbers by letting them go further upstream and blowing up these dams to do it, how would we do that? And they've been looking at alternatives. One is to build fish ladders, which these three dams do not currently have. That was rejected by Pacific Corps as being too expensive at an estimated cost of about $300 million. So then Jerry Bacigalupi and Harry Lake said, well, okay, we question the quality of the water upstream. Why don't we just catch a few of these salmon for a few years, release, you know, truck them 4 miles or so up to the beyond these three dams. These three dams are very close to each other. Release them and see what happens. See if they live. See if they actually spawn. Let's just test the theory before we go spending all this money to destroy things. And the government's response was no. And then they came up with an alternative plan, which Jerry is a engineer, and they actually surveyed this. They can actually go ahead and build a bypass tunnel that's only 4.7 miles long that lets the takes the water from below the dam and connects it to the water above all three dams, so the fish would have a passageway to go upstream and downstream at a cost of only $50 million. It's the cheapest option on the table and accomplishes everything they want. And the answer was, no, we don't want to consider that either. So it's interesting that people are actually trying to come up with the constructive side of this equation as well, and they're still being denied any effective response.
Well, one of the things that, you know, that whenever I look at that kind of an argument being posited, I always know just intuitively that there's another story. There's a story behind the story. And I think that the salmon are being used as the front or the cover for another story. And there's many other stories for those of us that understand Agenda 21. But another one is what kind of pressure might be coming. And I know that, the early discussions, Warren Buffett was in favor of keeping the dams, and that has now been changed, apparently. But what is kind of a cover story could be running in the background, follow the money. How would Warren Buffett profit if he were able to help or oversee or allow or let these dams to be removed? Is there any conversation on that, Richard, that you could bring to light?
Yeah, well, basically, when they first propose removing the dams and the fish ladders, well, Pacific Corps or Warren Buffett, they tried every means possible to keep those dams in operation, even going to the Historical Society to list all of these dams as historical sites. However, the problem is the continual bombardment of environmental lawsuits, which are costing them millions of dollars a year, and plus the liability that's involved with that. So Warren Buffett finally decided, well, he got this neat package. It won't cost you a dime. We'll pay you for the lands and the equipment, and plus absolutely guarantee you total free of liability. Hell, if I were Warren Buffett, I'd take the plan too.
Absolutely. So what he's done then is he's like not deeding over necessarily, but transferring title or rights or interest in the dams, perhaps as private property, over to the FedGov. FedGov is going to indemnify Buffett and his companies from any claims against them for any damages done by the breaching the dams and their removal. They'll go ahead and do whatever removals they're going to want on the Fed dime. And then what are they going to do? Return back these spaces or places or remains of dams back to Buffett? Is he going to actually wind up ultimately holding the skeletons?
Oh, actually, he's building a 30-inch pipeline for natural gas to replace it. But we all know that natural gas is going to increase the cost of electrical power to all of our 70, 80,000 homes in the amount of anywhere from 250 to 300%.
Yes, this article off of American Rivers has a thing about the agreement. They say this, the agreement requires PacifiCorp customers in Oregon to contribute up to $200 million for dam removal and river restoration. That's coming from the customers' pockets, folks. If project costs exceed this amount, up to an additional $250 million would come from California. And anybody wants to point out a government project that ever came in under budget, on budget, and in time, let me know which one that was. Estimates of the dam removal and the river restoration costs range from $75 million to $175 million. And how much was that tunnel that was going to take the fish around going to cost?
Roughly $400 or $500 million.
$400 or $500 million.
The thing is that right now, California PUC and Oregon PUC are charging the ratepayers for dam removal.
It's on our bill. Let me jump in the tunnel. You talking about the bypass tunnel?
Yes.
That was only $50 million.
$50 million. That's what I thought. It was like one-third of what this number that they're trying to advance here. So
well, it was one-sixth of the cost of the building the fish ladders, and by some estimates, depending how they do the dams, it could run into billions of dollars by the time this is done. So it's a very small number.
Yeah, and they would still be able to enjoy the electrical production and the irrigation and all the living benefits. So altogether, it's a bad deal, folks. It's just a bad deal no matter how you look at it. Richard, you've got a real good handle on this. The people of Siskiyou County, all the people along the Klamath River, owe you their debt of gratitude for the work that you're putting in and continuing to put in. Same goes to you, Kirk. We are all trying to do what we can do to block this globalist agenda and their Agenda 21 program, the rewilding of America, transformation of America, taking us away from this idea, this specious notion of free people living on the free land, the idea that we could actually be self-reliant and independent in the things that we do, that no, indeed, and in fact, we're not all dependent upon Uncle Suck, and just as soon he'd stay out of our business, we'd like to bring him back into that 10-square-mile area there, get him out of our forests, allow the states to rule the forests, allow the counties to run inside the states, rule their local areas so that we have a much better handle, take everything back at the local level, which is where we need to begin, and then rebuild this entire country and our economy, which we can do, and we can do it quickly, but we can't do it alone. We need your help. So spread the word. Let people know about these broadcasts that we're doing. Let them know about the defendruralamerica.com homepage there, Silent No More Publications. Have them take a very long look at the work that's being done by the Siskiyou County Water Users Association and how they can get onto that website, www.siskiyoucountywaterusers.com. Find out more about that. Stay on top of this story, folks. Help us to get this domino to tumble over and start bringing Agenda 21 down one town, one city, and one county at a time. Final thoughts, Richard, for the audience.
Well, it was well said, that's for sure. And I do believe that this is not about fish at all. This is all about Agenda 21. Remove all the dams in the world. There are only two countries in the world that are really doing good progression, Brazil and China, and they're building hydroelectric dams about one every month.
Isn't that amazing? Why? What old technology they're using. It's what they're using there is common sense, folks. That's how we built this country. And so in order for us to lose our place in the sun and raise up the dragon, we have to just really break our legs, break our arms and elbows, saw us off at the knee, and leave us like a bunch of peasants in a third world country while Asia gets to have their 100-year rule and reign. And that's basically, as I see it, it's a geopolitical battle that we're dealing with. It's a cultural battle. It's a social battle. It's an economic battle. But again, we need everybody's help in this. And I thank you very much, Richard, for joining us this morning.
And thank you for having us.
You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.